Red Sucker Lake in Isinainu Nation, a vibrant and growing community, is currently laying the significant foundation for a brand new educational facility, marking an exciting phase as construction is now in full swing. This long-awaited development promises to drastically improve the educational landscape for the community, which is made up of over 1,300 residents. Nestled on a picturesque peninsula in northeastern Manitoba near the Ontario border, the community has historically relied on just one school to meet its educational needs. As the population continues to expand, the imperative for a new school has swiftly transformed from a mere possibility into an urgent necessity for the community's future. The design of this new educational institution has been crafted through extensive and meaningful community consultation, ensuring that the voices and needs of local residents are at the forefront of this initiative. It is being constructed by Sigfusson Northern, a firm known for its dedication to innovative building practices. The existing school building, which has served the community since its construction in 1993, is on its way to being thoughtfully renovated. It will be transformed into a new elementary school, thereby increasing the educational facilities available in the community to 2. This renovation ensures that as the new school is built, there will still be ample educational resources available to serve the community's children effectively, reflecting the commitment to educational development in Red Sucker Lake. In line with the values of sustainable building practices, the new school is being constructed using glulam, an innovative and eco-friendly building material. This sustainable and durable wood product will replace traditional concrete and steel, making a profound impact on the architectural, engineering, and construction design of the new facility. Glulam's inherent versatility allows for exceptional customization, which promises to result in a visually striking architectural masterpiece that will stand as a symbol of the community's pride. As an integral part of the design, a traditional teepee will be constructed to house the school's library, beautifully embodying and representing the rich cultural identity of the Anishinaabe community. "It's unlike any school I've ever seen," expressed Jarrett Hebert, General Contracting Division Manager. "We're utilizing mass timber construction, which is kind of a newer technology. The library resembles a teepee structure and there's exposed wood throughout the entire facility. It's a beautiful building." In addition to the outstanding educational facilities being developed, this ambitious project also includes the creation of several recreational spaces that will benefit the entire community. These enhancements encompass an outdoor hockey rink, a basketball court, a soccer field, and a baseball field. These facilities will not only serve the students attending the new school but will also provide valuable opportunities for physical activity and social engagement for the broader community. Furthermore, 11 teacher units are being constructed by Red Sucker Lake in Isinainu Nation to accommodate the new teaching staff required for the high school level. Sigfusson Northern is undertaking essential civil work to improve local infrastructure, bringing sewer and water services to homes that previously lacked access, while also enhancing the overall road infrastructure in the area. The existing school was being used as an elementary, junior, high and high school altogether, which made for lots of challenges, and certainly became more challenging as the community continued to grow, Hebert elaborated, acknowledging the pressing need for upgraded educational facilities in light of the community's growth. Currently, the existing school is undergoing an extensive renovation covering an area of 23,500 square feet, along with a substantial 5,800 square foot addition to the building. This expansive renovation is on track to be completed and open to students in the fall. Meanwhile, the new school, with a generous footprint of 35,000 square feet, is anticipated to be completed by the spring of 2025. The expanded educational facilities will accommodate approximately 400 students ranging from nursery through grade 12. Along with the innovative teepee library, the new school will feature a variety of essential spaces, including administrative offices, a computer lab, a native language learning area, a spacious gymnasium, and a cafeteria to enhance the learning environment. Tyler Bennett, the CEO of Sigfusson Northern, expressed the honor felt by the team for the opportunity to partner with Red Sucker Lake and Isinainu Nation on this significant project. He articulated the broader vision behind the initiative, stating that it not only provides vital educational infrastructure but also enhances the overall quality of life in the community through improved services. At Sigfusson Northern, we thrive on challenging projects that demand innovation, collaboration, and a deep respect for the land and the people we serve. Together, we're building more than just a school. We're creating a solid foundation for future generations to succeed and thrive. The groundbreaking of the new educational facility in Red Sucker Lake Anishinaabe Nation marks a pivotal moment for the community, reflecting its commitment to fostering a thriving educational environment for current and future generations. With innovative design, sustainable building practices, and a focus on community needs, this project stands to elevate the quality of education and enrich the lives of over 400 students. The inclusion of recreational spaces and accommodations for teaching staff further highlights the community's dedication to holistic growth. As these developments unfold, Red Sucker Lake Anishinaabe Nation not only invests in its youth but also paves the way for a brighter, more connected future for all its residents.